Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I don't know whether Jesus meant to be seen transfigured. Matthew and Mark suggest that Jesus did intend for the disciples to see him. Luke gives us a little more detail about them praying and the rousing from sleep. And in my imagination, I see the scene as the disciples spotting Jesus shining as he prayed and conversed with Moses and Elijah. And when the moment seemed to be coming to a close with Moses and Elijah's leaving Jesus, Peter then pipes up with his suggestion of tents to keep the moment. Did that make it harder for those three disciples to then deal with or process Jesus' arrest? Come on, Jesus, glow. Or his court trial? Come on, Jesus, glow. Or his flogging? Jesus, why aren't you glowing? Or his stumbling to the cross? Jesus, where's the glowing? Or his crucifixion, darkness, and death? Jesus, I don't know what to say. I don't know anything anymore. Two of those disciples, Peter and John, run to the tomb on the Sunday morning, and John gets there first and peers in, and Peter turns up and goes straight in. Then John goes in, and they both see the linen cloths and the face cloth folded in a place by itself. John sees and believes, even though they didn't understand the scripture, that Jesus must rise from the dead. And Jesus did tell them. Did John, in replaying all the Jesus scenes in his head, include the transfiguration and God's message, listen to him? When you get to heaven, you can ask John. Christianity is built on the message of Christ crucified, and that is very good for us. Our God serves us in such a sacrifice. But that shining event on the Sunday before Ash Wednesday, so it is recent for us, can't be ignored. Did it shape the opening message in 1 John about God is light and in him there is no darkness at all? In 2 Peter we read, "For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased,' we ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain." Spectacular though it was, this marvelous moment isn't the center of Christianity. Now in the season of Lent, we are more attuned with life on the plain, down from the mountain. But one thing the Transfiguration does do is put Jesus' crucifixion into an even more stark relief, if that is possible, when we consider the power of the person on the cross and his not using it by dying, in truth, using it to give up his life for you and for me, indeed for all people. We hunger and hanker for the shiny stuff. We want the spectacular and the miraculous to stay, contained somehow or called on when needed, in tents, so to speak. But we are told instead to listen to Jesus. And now in the season of Lent, that is what we should do as we watch Jesus head to the cross. Listen to him again and again. His words and the story about him help us understand what a gracious God is our God, why Jesus came to earth, and how and why he is with us. The mystery and the paradox is that as Jesus moves towards that cross, as he gets weaker and abused and nailed, he doesn't shine, call on legions of angels, rise up in power, but carries what we dish out to him, even as he carries our sins and transgressions. And that is the best picture of the glory and power of God ever. We prefer the shiny stuff, the miraculous, the powerful, everything falling into place for us. Words, water, bread and wine are so ordinary and commonplace and not shiny. And yet the power and the glory of God are at their paradoxical height with the cross rather than the mountain. And so the means of grace which link us to Jesus and the cross, are what we need this Lent and through life. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, while our eyes see Jesus in glory on the mountain, help us to see your glory, grace, and power in Jesus enthroned on the cross, and give us faith to trust him, listen to him, and follow him each day, even when times are hard, until we see you in heavenly glory. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.